This is Bob Brunell, and this is Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. A little bit cooler today after the hottest day of the year yesterday. Oshkosh topped out at 97 degrees, with the humidity making it feel like 106. Today will be cooler, but still into the 90s. Today is also the makeup date for the Oshkosh Chamber Golf Tourney, sponsored by the Oshkosh Corporation and Bank First at Lake Breeze. It's been quite a summer for Oshkosh tourism. Discover Oshkosh estimates that over 1 million people have made their way to Oshkosh, led by EAA's AirVenture with over 670,000 visitors, LifeFest with over 30,000, and the Waupaca Boat Ride Volleyball Tournament with 25,000. Add to that a 15% increase in Waterfest attendance and the Rodin exhibit at the Payne Art Center and Gardens. Official tourism numbers will not be released until sometime early next year. The Oshkosh boat crash trial will remain in Winnebago County. A judge this week has ruled that Jason Lindemann can get a fair trial in Oshkosh. Page 2, the Oshkosh School Board is looking at increasing substitute teacher pay in hopes of attracting more people to do the job. The City Council is now finalizing a plan to spend that money it received in the American Rescue Plan Act by 2026. The Council did table one project from the list. It was $3 million to extend the downtown Riverwalk near the old Pioneer Inn. The city will instead pursue grant money for that project. We're finding out more about the grant's expansion plan. I told you about it earlier this month. The grant is doing a feasibility study on the possibility of raising $3 million for the renovation and expansion of the theater. Got a computer or an old TV you want to get rid of? The Oshkosh Boys and Girls Club is having a free electronics recycling event on Saturday. The event runs from 9 till 1 at the club on Parkway Avenue. Sadoff and URT are hosting the event. Waterfest may be over, but the music doesn't stop. The Oshkosh Jazz Festival is downtown on Saturday from 1 till 8. It's free to the public. Six-time Grammy winner Take Six is the headliner. Turning to sports, it's week 2 of the Oshkosh High School football season. Oshkosh West is at West Bend West. Oshkosh North is at Green Bay Southwest. And Reidsville will come to Oshkosh to meet Oshkosh Lords. That is a look at Newsworthy for Thursday. We're back again next week. We're always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC.